up? What's up? How's everybody going out there? This is Tone.
Hey, it's Mel.
Welcome to episode 2, Two Way Thoughts. And just want to thank you guys for listening. Last week's episode 1, we didn't really put a title to it. Like I said, this is all fairly new for us. So we're just, you know, kind of playing around with things. So right now it's just called, pretty creatively called episode 1. Yeah, we're going to keep it like that for right now.
Episode 2?
So this is, no, last week was episode one. I'm saying that we just creatively called it episode one. Mm-hmm. So this right now is episode 2. We'll put titles up there later on. So, you know, just wanted to make sure that, you know, people are still listening and subscribing and favoring us and things like that. We're trying to get the situation down packed with the Apple podcast, so we won't get those uploaded to them, you know, as well. Thanks for the shout outs and the love and, you know, things of that nature. So, of course, exciting week in the NFL. We're gonna talk about for a little bit and get things started.
Yeah, definitely exciting week. My Patriots won. So again, for all the haters,
we're not going to the school. we're not talking about that this year.
Oh, okay. It was amazing. I also won a free lunch, which of course, since it's my boss, I'm gonna pick the most expensive restaurant I can find downtown Orlando. So that's Friday. So whoop whoop to me. Your boys won.
Yeah, of course, you know.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, we.
I don't know about the of course.
Listen, when you talk about December and January, the top two teams in the league for wins is your Patriots, of course. But we're
now right, that deserves an of course.
And us, all right, Panthers. So we're not gonna even go there. But just talk about, you know, the few of the playoff teams that are in contention right now. Talk about those scores. The Lions beat the Bears 20-10. The Chiefs beat the Chargers 30-13. That's a weird division because the Chiefs, it started out pretty hot and then they're down to like they're limping into the playoffs, and that's not always the best thing to do in the NFL.
No. They beat us, and then they also beat the Philadelphia Eagles, and they're the top.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beginning of the year. I mean, they're always pretty good that first 8 games, and I tell everybody, look, the first 8 games don't mean anything. Right now, this is crunch time, and they're doing what the Chiefs do. You know, so that's what they do. They win early and lose late. Like we said, you know, the Panthers beat the Packers. Decent game for us. We put up 31 points on the Packers, but that's expected. You know, Aaron Rodgers came back. Probably shouldn't have come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, they thought they had a playoff shot, so they took a chance on them. Dolphins lost to the Bills, the team that looked like a Super Bowl team the week before.
Yeah,
against your Patriots, they put up 16 points all of a sudden. So, I mean, you know, that's how things go in the NFL. You know, it's up and down. Ravens beat the Browns. Now, like I said, we're not even going to talk about non-playoff teams, but the Ravens are in the playoff race, and the Browns are in the playoff race for the number one draft pick, which they'll probably get 2 years in a row.
So last episode I had asked, is there any Brown fans? And my daughter reminded me that my 82-year-old grandfather is a fan.
He's the last Browns fan in America.
Oh, that was funny. But yeah. But he goes more for college, so he's an Ohio Bucks. What not? Was it called?
Ohio State.
Okay. I don't watch college football.
Unfortunately.
But anyhow, so thankfully that's the only one I ever hear him really rooting for. But yeah, he was a fan, or still is. I don't know.
And next up, we got the Jags beat the Texans. They're doing pretty good this year. Jags are going to the playoffs for the first time in a long time, probably about 10 years. So, shout out to Jacksonville. The Vikings beat the Bengals 34-7. And it, like I said, it's been some tight games this week. We had the Jets, you know, they lost to the Saints, but it was a pretty tight game for the most part. 31-19. Eagles and the Giants. I mean, the Giants were playing like it was a Super Bowl. Against, you know, the Patriots back in the day, they lost to the Eagles, but once again Carson Wentz down for the season. Giants are they're down their whole starting receiving crew, so those young boys, they stuck it up and they almost pulled out, you know, a good win up there, but they didn't. So, you know, shout out to the Giants for at least their effort, but and it's the NFL, you don't get, you know, wins for effort. You gotta get the W. The Rams beat the Seahawks 42-7. Looking like they Cremation. Stole something out there. Mm-hmm. That had to be one of the worst games ever seen by the actual Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, so I mean, I've never seen the Seahawks play that bad ever in my life. I cannot tell if it was the old Seahawks from back in the 80s or what, because the Rams of all teams put up 42 on them like it was nothing. So, but they're missing a lot of people on defense, and you know, like I said, this NFL, people get hurt, you got to move on. But that was just one of the worst games that I've seen by the Seahawks. Next, we got up, we got her boys, the Patriots, pulled out a surprising win over the Steelers. And
that was a great game. If you didn't see that, that was a gut-wrenching game, especially at the end. We were at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah,
watching the game, and I was sitting next to a whole bunch of Steeler fans, so it was fun.
Yeah, always good to watch games, you know, with teams of other people, and they like certain other teams, and just kind of go back and forth talking trash. So always a good atmosphere. Cowboys beat the Raiders. Another disappointing team. Raiders, I mean, they had the best shot, I thought, of winning the NFC. I'm sorry, the AFC West. And they were like hot garbage. I mean, you know, Derek Carr looking like his brother David Carr now all of a sudden. He stole a lot of money from the Oakland Raiders. So he got to get that back together, you know, next year, hopefully. Falcons beat the Bucks barely. Jameis almost pulled it out at the end. That's 1 week I'm pulling for the Falcons to help me out. Next week I'm pulling for the Bucks to help me out. You know, it's always about my team, the Carolina Panthers. So, Bucks couldn't pull it out. So, the next two games are going to be pretty crucial as far as the NFC South. We play the Bucks, and then we play the Falcons and end it out. So, we got to win these two games. And then, well, we're already in the playoffs right now, but we got to win these two games to win the division. And hopefully, you know, the Falcons can do their part and beat New Orleans to help us out, too.
Baby, I have to say that, you knowing all that you know about football, it just, oof, turns me on. I don't know, guys.
Hey, it's not that type of show just yet. It's still early.
I love it.
It's still early. Mm-mm-mm. So we're going to talk about the playoff standings right now. Right now, if the playoffs started today, right now, New England will be number one seed, Pittsburgh number two, Jacksonville number three, Kansas City number four, Tennessee five, Buffalo six. And then still in the hunt right now, we got Baltimore, the Chargers, Oakland, and Miami. So they're outside looking in, but anything can happen these last two games, flip-flop some of these teams. But the top, for sure, the top three teams are definitely in right now. It all depends on these last two games. In the NFC, Philly's on number one seed right now. Minnesota's number two. The LA Rams are number three. New Orleans Saints number four for right now. Carolina number five. Atlanta number six. So, like I said before, the NFC South is definitely the best division in football. I've always said it. You know, Carolina, we've been running the South for the last few years, besides last year with, you know, Atlanta taking over 1 year. But there's never been a team that won it back-to-back years until we did it 3 years in a row, you know, prior to Atlanta winning last year. And, you know, you got Detroit, Seattle, and Dallas on the outside looking in, and things could change, you know, as far as the seeding is concerned in the next two games. So, like I said, the highlight game of the week was going to be the Pittsburgh-New England game. There's a lot of things that happened. The most surprising thing, I was shocked, my boy Antonio Brown getting hurt. I was definitely waiting to see him light up the Patriots defense, because he's that guy. And he pulled the calf muscle, or tore calf muscle or something like that. So he is
immortal. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, it was on a freak play. He didn't even get hit, and he just running and it tore. You know, things happen. But that definitely changed the whole, you know, kind of scheme of the game, I guess, for Pittsburgh. I'm sure they script a few plays for him.
So are you telling me that they would have won simply because of this man, had he not gotten hurt, or would it still have been that high game and you were kind of like, it's anyone's game?
I thought it'd be in, I predict it would be in the 30s. Game was 27-24. With Antonio, the game would have been in the 30s because he stretches out the defense. He makes them even more potent than what they are. Their offense for Pittsburgh is, I mean, they got killer bees. I mean, they couldn't stop Le'Veon Bell, who does what he does. Bryant got busy. Juju, he did with his thing. And, you know, Eli Rogers. So they still put up points, but with Antonio Brown, they would have doubled him, and it would definitely open up some other guys. So it's definitely something that we have to think about, you know, that did play a part in it. And this, I mean, let's think about also end of the game, you know, that catch, or was it a catch or not a catch? I mean, there was some things that happened in that game that changed the total aspect of how things gonna move ahead as far as the playoffs is concerned. Is Antonio Brown gonna be back for the playoffs? We don't know yet. So I mean, it's kind of up and down for right now. But that nine catch, what do you think? What do you think, was a catch or nine catch?
I think at this point none of it matters. We won.
You're right. and I was, you know, talking to some people this week, and like, he was arguing about, of course, they're still a fan saying, hey, that was a catch. Mm-hmm. I mean, the definition of the catch now in the NFL is in pure paper, black and white. So they really can't, you really can't argue it wasn't a catch according right. to the rule. If there wasn't a rule in place, then yeah, you can argue up and down. The referee say, yeah, they made a bad call, yada, yada, yada. But I put the blame on Big Ben. Big Ben tried to pull the old Dan Marino fake spike, you know, end of the game, and he didn't fool anybody but his own team. Right. Nobody was on the same page as him, and right. the Patriots were ready for it. They got the INT end of the game. I said, just kick the field goal.
Yeah.
You're only down by three. I mean, you're doing good. It's you still have a whole other overtime to go. It was just a situation where Big Ben tried to, you know, be the hero, and, you know, he was a GOAT. So, I mean, it is what it is. So, like I said, you know, it's still going to be a good playoffs, I believe. Next 2 weeks going to be pretty exciting, but we already know how it's going to wrap up on the AFC, NFC side, the top two teams. But, you know, the last, you know, 3 to 6 teams on both sides is going to be up and down the next couple weeks. So, so that's the sports wrap up for this week. Definitely, you know, enjoy talking about sports. We love sports in here. This is football household, so it's definitely something that always on conversation. You know, TV's not really on unless the football game's on. That's it. That's the truth. So it's all good. So we had a good weekend. You just got back from town. You know, you
weekend hasn't come yet.
Weekend, same thing. I don't know.
Weekends are fun.
Weeks
suck.
Weeks suck.
Well, when you work. But hey, well, I shouldn't even say that because I'm thankful that I have a job.
Yeah, I mean.
But yeah, I just got back in town.
Yeah.
Flew up to, where did I go?
Michigan.
Goodness. Yeah. As you guys know, if you were listening last week, you know, we're here in Orlando. So clearly it doesn't snow. Christmas morning, we don't wake up with, you know, 20 degree weather and beautiful snow everywhere. We wake up to 85 degree weather and it's hot on Christmas. So of course it doesn't feel like Christmas, and it's not in the air here down in Florida at all. Some people love that. I personally don't. I don't want snow every, you know, I don't know, 4 or 5 months out of the year, but I would love to just wake up and see snow on Christmas or just see some snow. So I got to actually see snow and took pictures, looking completely like I didn't belong there. And then I actually had a layover in Minneapolis, and it was even more snow.
You said it right this time.
I finally did. I usually say Minneapolis, and that's not even a word. Anyhow, so it was absolutely beautiful, and it just, I don't know, it triggered me wanting to take trips but not work related, because a lot of times I fly in and I fly out the next day, so I'm exhausted and I don't really get to enjoy whatever it is that, you know, I see there in that city. For example, this time the snow, I so badly wanted to go outside and just play in the snow. I mean, granted I'm 40 years old, but I wanted to play in the snow. But I'm by myself on a business trip, so it kind of, you know, got me thinking, like, it's not always just about work. We have to take time to do things with the people that we love, and take trips, and that's what we need to do next. And I told him that we need to go find snow.
Well, the thing with her and me with the snow, I don't really care about the snow because I lived in New York, and she don't know about those sleep-filled mornings, walking to the bus stop, going to school.
Actually, I do. I do. I lived in Boston, and I went to Catholic school. And I had to wear patent leather slippery shoes with a dress. So I'm actually quite familiar.
Well, I mean, it's a different scenario, though. I mean, we've been in Florida for how long? I know I've been here for about So, I mean, it's definitely something I don't really care to do again. I mean, I remember my mom putting Vaseline on my face, you know, make sure my face don't get, you know, stay warm, you know, lathered up with Vaseline, shining.
Don't break.
Face don't break, you know.
Don't
so
crack.
Don't crack, anything like that. But I enjoy this warm weather down here. Yeah, it sucks sometime in the summertime where it's 100 degrees. You know, I don't usually go outside in the daytime.
It's
I don't
the
have
humidity.
To. Humidity sucks. Yeah. But
because I'm not complaining about the sun, because I'm sure anybody listening to this who does live up north is like, oh, shut up. So it's not that. We're clearly here for a reason. It's when I style my hair and I think I look cute and I walk outside for 2 seconds and now I look like a poodle. And I have straight hair. So that's the sad part. But
yeah, I mean, you know, so it's a good and a bad thing. I mean, having good weather. Yeah, I wouldn't mind visiting the snow, but I don't want to get stuck in it. I don't want to play in
it. I just want to have a fight, a snowball fight. Mine is hitting in the face, and well, he was arguing with me last night.
Listen, you have a snowball fight. Wherever the snow lands, where it hits. So I'm not saying I'm aiming for your shoulder.
It'll be a real fight if it hits my face.
You got to catch me then. I'm just saying.
You'll slip and fall. I'll get you.
What are you trying to push those things on? That's just bad luck. Damn, you're talking things up like that.
Whatever. So anybody have suggestions of where maybe we can take a trip to see snow? Not so much, you know, again, I'm not trying to live in it. But I would love to go and visit. And anybody has suggestions, let us know. Hit us up. Tell us.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Definitely hit us up once again at twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. You know, hit us up, you know, if you have any comments, suggestions.
Also found out you can leave a comment on here. So yeah. Again, we're learning this. So you guys might be thinking you can do that on here too. Hit us up, obviously, if you want to write something via email. But leave us a comment. We love it. I mean, we got a couple last week and, you know, we get all excited. Like, hey, babe, did you see this? Did you see this? I mean, again, this is new for us. And anything new, everybody gets excited. So this is our excitement.
Right, right. So also want to give a shout out to I Am Basketball. Got some apparel from them this past week. Got a shirt and a hat. I Am Basketball, you know, it's definitely something you want to check out online. They didn't leave me their email or their website to go to, but I Am Basketball.
We'll find it.
We'll find it. We'll give them giving them a shout out right now.
This is a personal friend.
Of mine, you know. Yeah. JB, so that's his apparel. Just want to give him a shout out. Thanks for the gear. Hopefully we get some.
I'm waiting for mine. She's
waiting for hers, JB.
Thank you.
So looking for the female, you know, apparel as well. So definitely hit us up and send us that information so we can give you a shout. Yeah. So I mean, this week, you know, as far as the topic we want to discuss is you know, compromising, you know, with your significant other, relationship wise.
Meeting in the middle, understanding.
Meeting in the middle, understanding.
That median, there's a divider that divides the roadways for traffic, and same thing in relationships, but then you have to compromise and be understanding, then just run and stand in the middle of the median together.
Kind of like the old escape song. What I need from you is understanding.
I didn't even know what song he was singing for a second. Yeah,
listen, man. Listen, that was the remix version. Okay, leave me alone. he's trying to hate. He's mad at me.
I'm not mad at you, but yes.
Meeting in the middle, you know, that's definitely a important aspect of a healthy relationship, as far as, you know, if you want it to be successful. Both parties can't be right, but at some point, you know, you have to meet in the middle and say, okay, you're right in this aspect, you're right in the other aspect, and agree to disagree.
Well, and also that's how you grow, that's how you learn. There's always going to be strengths and weaknesses in relationships, and somebody's going to master it better than you. And it's, I believe, up to the other person when you're the weaker one in any given situation, that the stronger one in that specific role, if you will, has to be the bigger person.
Right.
Doesn't mean you're right or that the other person's wrong, because I know for me, I don't like to be wrong. Neither does he. And so that's like our biggest challenge. But, when, again, you're stronger in an area than someone else, you have to lead by example. It's what we do as parents to our children, and it's no different in a relationship, I believe. And then that other person has to learn that as well.
Yeah, and when we say weak, we don't mean like weak, like that person's physically weak or weak-minded.
Right, exactly.
It's knowing your strength and your weaknesses. So I know one of my strengths is I'm really patient. As I said before, I was a teacher before.
I don't know about the really part, but he's patient.
I'm really patient. I taught first graders before, so that's pretty patient. I don't know, it's not many males in elementary school, one. Two, there's not many males that taught in the lower primary ages group. You know, those are usually like 6-7 years old. They still got snotty noses.
Patience to a 5-year-old and patience to a 40-year-old woman that you date is completely different.
Yes.
Both whine.
You both like wine? He said.
Well, yeah, I do like wine too. W-I-N-E. I'm saying we both whine.
Wine? Okay, yeah, so yeah, they whine and you drink wine. Gotcha.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I got you, son.
Here we go.
But yeah, you know, so it's the thing where, like, so you have to use your strengths as a way to get yourself through. You know, what I'm weak at or not as strong in, you know, she can back me up and I can follow with her lead. Mm-hmm. Same thing, you know, vice versa.
Again, we're not talking about physical strength here. And that I think people associate instantly weak with that. Or they feel as though, oh, because I'm quieter or I'm shy, whatever the case, that you're not strong. And that's not the case at all. This is, again, only you know your weaknesses and your strengths as far as an individual. And then obviously you get into a relationship, both know. And that's all I mean with regards to that. And you do have to grow. Him and I have, I don't know, a couple, we don't argue often. We don't even have lists of things that annoy the heck out of each other. But, you know, the few occasions that we do disagree or argue, we have to learn from, because it typically is going to be repetitive until you learn. Therefore, that's the whole reason you continue to go through the same thing, and you can prevent that. And I mean, we know that firsthand.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's like the definition of craziness or madness, that, you know, the repetition of something that you know is not working. You know, you know, if I run into this wall, you're not going through the wall. So that's kind of crazy. And I said, it's madness to even think you can run through a wall. You might feel like you can run through the wall, but physically you can't run through that wall.
So you're going to learn.
You're going to learn
not to do it.
You know, either through the first concussion or the second concussion or the first, you know, broken bone, second broken bone. Hey, I need to figure out either I'm going to go through the window, through the wall. Nah, I'm just lying. you know, you have to find different ways to adjust. You know, so when you figure things out, you know, things would...
Hopefully you grow. Yeah, you don't continue to do the same thing.
You know, but if you don't figure those things out, it's not going to get better. When you do figure those things out, things will get much better. Mm-hmm. But...
And also, not saying you can't fight. Well, I shouldn't use the word fight.
I don't use
the word. You shouldn't argue. I mean, a relationship is about growth, and the only way that people grow is by differences. And so opinions, you know, Tony talks about that all the time, that sometimes I get annoyed and he feels that because he has a different opinion than I do, I have a problem with it. And it's not that. Again, it's in a relationship, you are growing. I'm learning things from him. He's learning things from me. I mean, I consider myself a diehard, and I mean diehard, football fan. I grew up with it with my mother, as I said last episode, but I don't know, not even half of what he knows in football. And I learned so much from him about football, and that's the point that I'm trying to make. And I'm sure he learns things, you know, like how to sing very well me, or lyrics to song. I'm just kidding.
Oh, what?
I think we're pretty good at that. He's, you know, you're more on the hip hop lyric side. I'm more on the love and R&B, knowing all them lyrics.
Hey, listen,
You know, we won't get off on that tangent.
I'm a love child. First of all, let's get that out the way. I was born on Valentine's Day. You know, so anybody wants to sing me
Valentine's.
Valentine's.
Listen, that was the times on there.
Listen,
Valentine's.
I said Valentine's Day. I did say that. You're right. Because it's my time. That's why I said
that. And he likes tournaments too. He likes to go to tournaments.
Listen, stop messing with me and my lingo. All right,
But yes.
I know love song. I know R&B. I know everything as far as music is concerned. I know everything, but I'm pretty skilled in knowing those different areas and different genres. So I'm not just on the hip hop. I'm on, you know, every different level as far as of music is concerned. But I feel like I'm pretty diverse in my knowledge of those things. And there's some things that, like you said, you know that you teach me as well, you know. Mm-hmm. So when you have people that have different backgrounds and different, you know, upbringings, mm-hmm. Of course, different, you know, far as I want to say
interracial.
Not just interracial. I'm talking about far as
ethnicity, diversity,
genders. The hard word is genders. Okay, I can't remember the word genders. All right, whatever.
So he was trying to use the big word, but he couldn't find it. So we're just going to use the gender factor.
The big word, gender.
It's called male and female.
Male and female, right? So you're going to have different, you know, men are for Mars, women for Venus, all that stuff. So you're going to have different, you know, feelings about the things. So there's never going to be a situation where 100% of the time, no matter how long you've been married or together, that person, you're not going to agree on everything. If you do, somebody's lying.
Absolutely.
You know, I can.
Or you become that person.
You become that person.
Clone.
You guys start looking like, sound like, and that's kind of crazy. You know, I like to have difference, you know, of opinions and things of that nature. That's, you know, sometimes healthy arguments is good, you know. So I like to debate. Not saying I like to argue, but I like to debate, you know.
Yes, he does.
I do. and my percent right now for being right is about 89%. So hers is...
It went down a couple percents. Come on.
Okay, listen.
82.
The always deciding factor, we go to Google.
We do. I love
that. That's a shame. Hold on. That's a plug for Google. I can't use them right now. They're not paying us. I'm not saying that word anymore.
Which, by the way, Trump's trying to charge now if you use Google. Just wanted to throw that out there to everybody.
Well, I'm not even talking about Trump. This is a no...
No Trump zone.
No Trump zone. No politics zone. I'm not even going to discuss that because I'm enjoying myself right now. So,
yes.
We want to thank you guys again for tuning in. Once again, this is the second podcast for Two Way Thoughts. Hit us up at twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. Love to hear the feedback from you guys. Love for you guys to like it, share it, comment. We will be uploading this, you know, soon, hopefully on the Apple Podcast coming up within the end of the week. Share your thoughts with us. We appreciate you guys tuning in. See you guys next Wednesday. You know, it is Christmas coming up. Not everybody celebrates Christmas, but we want to say happy holidays to everyone out there.
Mm-hmm. Blessings.
Blessings to everyone.
Your children, you know, you. Have fun. Enjoy it. Spend it with your family if you can. If you can't, send them a text, a message, a phone call, a FaceTime. And just remember, those people are still in your life, so you can still reach out to them, even though you can't be with them.
All right. Damn it, man. So we finished our podcast number 2.
Whoop, whoop.
Appreciate the love again.
Thanks, everybody. Have a fantastic rest of your week.
God bless and good night. Peace.